He's out there, just him and the good Lord, cutting down them trees and dragging them out all by himself. So y'all pray for him. He needs the prayers of the Lord. And I sure do appreciate, Lord, I feel good. Thank God. I feel the Lord. And I thank the Lord that he came up here to be a help to us tonight. He didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but he came out of the love of his heart to come and try and be a help to those that are here, because we're working towards the same goal of wanting to see somebody receive the Holy Ghost. And we're wanting to see these that have the Holy Ghost. Uncle Lonnie, I was thinking about that song that you sing sometimes, Hold On. Just hold on. Children of God, just a little bit longer. Hold on. Oh, Brother David mentioned real briefly a verse that I had been reading earlier today, and when I came out tonight, I wasn't expecting on reading anything. I was planning on letting, I knew he was coming, and I was expecting on relying on Brother David, and I appreciate the effort he put forth. But over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. What we're seeing out in the world right now, Uncle Lonnie, is people that are going out and they are not willing to endure sound doctrine, the truth of God's word based on his holy word. And what they've done is they're going out on their own lusts, and they are looking for people who will tell them what it is they want to hear. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, or they're turned into things that are not based on the truth of the Word of God. The truth of the Word of God says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Lord, you can look around and see where we are right now, and how that we are in the midst of perilous, difficult times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Do we see that? All over the world, we're seeing it. And unfortunately, some of us are even seeing it in our own homes. He says, without natural affection, Uncle Lonnie. Lord, I was watching TV at the cabin with Reagan just a little bit ago. And we had on a cartoon there in Nickelodeon. And broke off to a commercial. And there was at least a 20 or 30 second commercial on Nickelodeon for children. And the whole commercial was how Nickelodeon was incorporating people into their TV shows, their cartoons, into their kids' television shows that support LGBTQ, and even had a young child that was talking about transitioning from a girl to a boy. Man, I heard Brother Tim say, if Brother Alf could come and see where we are right now, thank the good Lord. If he could see the shape that this world is in right now, he'd be telling you, guys, y'all don't have much time You got to get ready and wake up. Quit wasting your time. Quit getting so used. The McCameys used to sing a song, getting used to the dark. That's what's happened to us right now, Parker. We're just getting used to being in a dark, dark world. And they're even indoctrinating our young children. Jenna, she nailed it on the head. She says, I believe that's child abuse. I really do. She says, I think it's child abuse that they are teaching children that and allowing them to make decisions as a young child that will change their physical body into something that it was not. It is child abuse. They wouldn't allow them to do things that would other things. They would consider that child abuse, and that should be considered child abuse too. It is not natural affections. And Lord, this is all over our world. And the unfortunate fact is that the Word of God teaches us that just as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. I don't expect that spirit to lose any power or hold or grip on this world until the Lord Jesus splits that eastern sky and comes back. Because, not because God doesn't have power, He has all power. And He has already told us that this is coming to pass. He has already warned us about the times that we're looking at right now. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. There's so many things, Dustin, to keep people get their mind off of the Lord. And I remember Uncle Lonnie talking about when ball season would start, how he said, I've gotten to where I hate ball season. Because it drew people out of the house of God and got them away from where they need to have their family, where they need to have their children. You need to have your kids in the house of God. And if you spent the money and time on getting your children to revivals all over the land, like you do, getting them to the different ball games all over the land, you might see more of your children with the Holy Ghost. It's just the truth of God's Word. You need to spend your time putting your children, and somebody's going to give an account for it one day. Somebody is going to give an account for the way that they have raised their children, and it's going to be the parents. Those of you that are raising children or going to raise children soon, I want you to remember these things. Spend time, spend your money, not on things of loving this world, but dragging your children. I heard one guy say one time, man, I had a drug problem when I was a kid. Said, I had a drug problem. He said, I was just a kid and my parents would drag me to church every Sunday. Every Wednesday, my parents would drag me to church. That's the kind of drug problem I want your kids to have. Drag them to church. Abel, your parents did a good job dragging you to church. You still had to come to the place where you had to make your own decision. It comes a time in every child's life where they have to make their own decision. Right now, I'm in a phase with my children that I can still have a little bit of control over the things that they influence them and the things that I allow into their life. But there's coming a real quick time where I'm no longer going to be able to control that. And I'm going to have to count on the fact that, Lord, I've tried to be obedient to You. Lord God, I have tried. Lord, and I believe, Brother Langston, I believe y'all did a good job bringing your children to church. And I'm thankful because He said that if we train up a child in the way that they are young, when they're old, they won't depart from it. Abel had the opportunity and he went out there and he saw what the world looks like. How horrible it is outside of the love of God. He grew up around the love of God all of his life and took it for granted. And I'm kind of throwing you under the bus. Abel, I'm sorry. I love you. You know I love you. But he did, and he'll admit it. He took it for granted. He didn't realize how good he actually had it until he went out and saw just how wicked and how much this world wants to destroy him. That it wants to literally steal, kill, and destroy these that we love. But thank the good Lord, God was merciful to Abel. It's not always the case that God gives people multiple times and chances to repent. It doesn't always happen, Uncle Lonnie. The Word of God says that is the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. He doesn't say it's going to appear more than once. The promise of God is that it will appear once. And if you reject that grace of God, there is a very strong chance the majority of the people in the world will not have the opportunity to have that grace presented to them again. I believe a lot of the reason that our children have that opportunity is because we've spent time, sister, praying for them. And we've invested time praying and saying, Lord, have mercy on our children. We're laying up treasures in heaven for them, Sister Deanna, continually. Even though we think they may not be doing anything right now, they're accomplishing something. Don't get discouraged. Keep putting those prayers up before the Lord. Thank God. Put them up before the Lord because they're going somewhere and they're going to accomplish something. I'm thankful. Talked to Brother Gerald just a day or two ago. I talked to him this morning, but I talked to him this afternoon, but I talked to him a couple of days ago, and he told me about there were these, I believe it was four young boys that had either in seniors in high school or either just graduated, out running the roads like young boys do, was going way too fast, lost control of the car, plowed into a tree. Instantly, they left the walks of this life. Then he told me about another young man. He said he was probably 14 or 15 years old. And from all indication, so this young man was a young entrepreneur, had a yard business, and had adult people, adult men working for him as a young child. And he was employing these men to go out and do yard work. And from all indication, Uncle Lonnie, this guy, he was a very bright and intelligent and well-mannered and a good young man. No, nothing going on in his life that you would think he would be in trouble for. But all of a sudden, the call came for him. And he left the walks of this life. Death has no respecter of persons. It doesn't care how old you are, how young you are, doesn't care how good you've lived or how bad you've lived. At the point when it is your time to go, the Word of God teaches us that is once appointed unto man to die. There is an appointment that you have. Each and every one of us have an appointment that we are going to make. You're not going to be able to change this one. It is once appointed unto man to die, and then the judgment. Brother Buddy Sasser, back home, somebody would say to him, he was about to leave to go somewhere, and somebody, I believe, said, "Be careful." And he turned around and looked at him, and he said, "It's good to be careful. It's more important to be ready. Because I don't care how careful you are, when it is your time to leave the walks of this life, There is nothing you can do to not meet that appointment. You are going to meet that appointment when the Lord calls your time. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers, with different kind of lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Out there trying to lead people astray is what these people are doing. But the truth of the Word of God, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There are churches all across this world that teach you it is okay to live in sin. And that is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And I just told you right there in the Word of God that let those that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Leave iniquity. It is not okay to live in sin. You cannot be considered a child of God. Now you can find people who will teach you that, who will tell you that you are okay. But the unfortunate truth of it is that they are lying to you. And if you're not careful, you're going to have itchy ears and you're going to want to go after what it is that makes you feel good. Something that gives you a warm bubbly deep down inside and makes you feel better. But when that appointment comes, it's going to be a sad day because he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye worker of iniquity. You person living in sin. And don't let the devil trap you up in the trip of letting us say we're judging you. The devil used that trick all the way back in the book, I believe it was Genesis, when it was Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot and the angels came into the town to Lot's house, and the men of that town were, homosexuality was rampant in that town, and those angels came in, and it was not safe for those angels to walk around because the men of the town came and tried to beat down Lot's door and said, let us have these men. We want to know them. Brother Tim says, if you know anything about the Word of God, he's not talking about giving them the key to the city. It was a very carnal type of knowing them. They had horrible intentions to do to these angels. And Lot stepped out there and he said, men, he was nice to them. Men, brethren, why do ye so wickedly? Please don't do this. And you know what their argument was? You came in from out of town and to live among us. Who made you a judge over us? All the way back then, the same argument that the devil still has to this day. Why are you judging us? We're not judging you. We're telling you the truth of the Word of God. And either you choose to stand on God's truth or you choose to have itching ears and go after false teachers. And when you hear the words of the Lord at the end of time, when you come up before the judgment, what you will hear is, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You may choose, after hearing this sermon, to go out and to chase those other fables. But the truth of God's word is that when you stand before the judgment, this sermon is going to testify against you if you do not come to the truth of God's word. If you want to pretend like you're an adult, then you need to man up and take things like an adult. If you listen to this, that is the truth of God's word, and you willingly reject that grace of God that is being presented to you today, and you choose to go and find teachers that will teach you something that you want to hear, and if that judgment, that appointment comes for you before the grace of God can appear to you again, you can't blame me. You can't blame your parents that brought you to church. You can't blame anybody but yourself for rejecting God's word. Jenna was pregnant just a few months back, and we got to, I guess, about the last month of the pregnancy, and she had already started to dilate a little bit, and she was starting to have contractions just a little bit. And those contractions, they were doing something, but they just weren't so intense that it was active labor and it was time to go to the hospital. And those contractions, Uncle Lonnie, went on for a month almost. I mean, in labor terms, that's a long time. And for me, what ended up happening with me, I kind of got desensitized to the contractions. She would have them pretty consistently, but I got desensitized to them because they didn't seem like they were really doing anything to me. But then, all of a sudden, so we went to the doctor that morning. They checked her, said, yeah, you've progressed just a little bit further, but maybe you'll go into labor today. We went back home. I almost left and went to work because I had gotten so accustomed to those type of things happening that I had just gotten used to it. And I thought, well, it'll be okay. There'll be time. I can wait just a little bit longer. I can put it off just a little bit longer, and I'm going to go on down to work and do the things I need to do. Thankfully, the Lord didn't let me go to work. And I stayed home and pulled out my computer. Got onto a business call and was remoting into a guy's computer, and we were working on some things together. And she walks in there, and I could tell it was time. I could tell something had changed. And wasn't anything that I did that made it change. It changed just like that. And from the time that it changed to the time that that baby was born was about an hour and a half. I almost didn't make it to the hospital. Our little van out there, we call it Minnie Pearl. She taps out at about 108, I know, on the interstate, trying to get there. But I almost didn't make it. The Word of God teaches us, Brother David, that these signs that we are seeing right now in this land are what is called the beginning of sorrows. And what he's literally talking about is the beginning of labor pains. And what's happening to us is that the labor pains are happening right now, and we are seeing them in this world, but Parker, we've gotten so used to them that it really doesn't mean all that much to us when it happens. We've just gotten accustomed to them. And we're like, well, I got more time. I've seen these labor pains before. I've seen them happen before. I got time. But I'm telling you, I believe, and I believe the Word of God bears this out, that as these labor pains there is going to be, like what Brother David talked about, an earthquake that's going to shake this world. There will be an earthquake as part of the signs of the times of things coming. But I believe that when these things start to unravel, it's going to happen fast. Just exactly like what happened with Jenna and me and that baby. And I don't think you're going to have time to pray anymore. Now is the time to get ready. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to man up, woman up, quit acting like a child, quit acting like a young baby, and listen to the truth of God's word. Don't go seeking after things that make you happy and make you feel good. Go after the truth of God's word and receive the Holy Ghost now, and I promise you, you'll be happier than you have ever thought about being in all your life. Lord, and there is a peace of God. Glory to God that comes. He said is a peace that passes all understanding, Delisa. You can have that peace of God where you can lay down on your pillow at night and say, God, I lay myself down to sleep, and if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Take me, Lord, because I am ready to go. Thank God. I'm looking forward to it one of these days, Aunt Carolyn. Lord, I love you so much. Glory to God. I love you. And I'm telling you the truth of God's word. I'm not trying to scare you, but I want you to know the truth so that you can come to the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from anxiety. Free from fear. Free from worry. Do you want that type of freedom today? Glory to God. It's down here in this altar, and you can leave a child of God. Brother, y'all want to say anything before we change the service? Y'all get a song together. This altar is open, and you have a choice today. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decisions. Choose today who you are going to serve. Choose life and live. Don't choose death and evil. Come down here today, and this altar is open.